It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farad. You're with us here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani is in Washington this week, and the U.S. announced it's leaving more troops in the country through 2015. That and more from the nation's capital.
First, we're talking about some big business news. Today, food giants Kraft and Heinz announced they're merging in a deal orchestrated by Warren Buffett and a Brazilian private equity firm. The combined company will be called Kraft Heinz Co. and will be one of the world's largest food and beverage companies. The deal is of particular interest here in Wisconsin, the home of Kraft's Oscar Mayer headquarters.
Our Central Time economics correspondent is here to break down this news for us. Chris Farrell is senior economics contributor at Marketplace and the author of Unretirement. Chris, thanks for joining us again.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
So this is a merger between two real household names, a couple of the biggest names in packaged food. But from the economy perspective, the business perspective, how big a deal is this?
I actually think this is a pretty big deal. The numbers are big. The combined company is expected to have a market valuation, depending on whose numbers you're using, somewhere between $80 billion and $110 billion. This is the kind of merger that seizes attention. This is, I expect that we'll have ripple effects, increase mergers and acquisitions in the overall food area as people try and beef up, no pun intended, in terms of, you know, competing and competing for shelf space. So, yeah, I think this has some fairly big implications throughout the economy, and particularly when we're thinking about mergers and acquisitions.
Now, these are measured in tens of billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Our interaction at the supermarket is probably $1.49 at a time. How are we going to be affected as consumers when we're at the grocery store?
You know, I think that the impact on the consumer in the grocery store will be relatively modest, very small. A lot of this deal is structured to lower costs. You know, if you look at Kraft, for example, Kraft just hasn't had much revenue growth. It really hasn't grown much. The whole food sector is in a lot of turmoil, particularly with your old line brand name iconic companies like Kraft, or you think about Kellogg in the cereal business. And part of it reflects changing consumer tastes, particularly among younger people wanting healthier foods, kind of want to know where their food's coming from, a little bit of rebellion against processed food. And this is really a long-term trend, and Kraft has reacted slowly to it. So I think that this really reflects changes in the marketplace, and these old brands are trying to revive themselves. And what this deal is going to do is allow for a lot of efficiencies on the cost side. I think that's what's going to be the real impact is going to be on the employees, the suppliers, the vendors. I think they're really going to see a big impact, and it's going to be fast and it's going to be harsh. As far as the consumer goes, you'll probably have just as much choice as before.
Well, some of those employees are here in Wisconsin. I mean, when there's a merger like this, I know we don't know details on this particular one, but when we see a merger like this, does that often mean plant closings around the world?
Yes. I mean, if you just think about a merger with big companies, by definition, it's a consolidation, and they're going to reap efficiencies. You would add an extra layer with this one, which is that one of the big players here is 3G, and this is the Brazilian private equity firm. And they're really good in the food business. They really are. They're also unbelievably good at cutting costs. So they're legendary at it. And so, yes, I would absolutely expect that they will be ruthless in going through the cost structure. They don't have any attachment to the way we used to do business. And so, yeah, I think that the current employees, quite a few of them probably are going to lose their jobs, and life is going to be a lot harder for the ones who remain.
Talking about the merger between food giants Kraft and Heinz with Central Times economic correspondent Chris Farrell of Marketplace. Chris, you mentioned maybe a little slow to innovate, Kraft, maybe Heinz too. Sometimes you think of smaller, nimbler companies being able to change with the times. They've just made a much bigger company by merging together. Are they going to be able to innovate out of some of these problems that have been holding them back?
Well, that's the $64,000 question. Now, again, part of it is I think these efficiencies, and you know, with 3G and Warren Buffett, who provide a lot of the financing, and Warren Buffett and 3G took Heinz private a couple of years ago. You know, these are longer term players, and one of the things that is intriguing, and you know, kind of hints a little bit about the question you're raising about innovation, is that Kraft was really part of a dismemberment of the old Kraft, and what remained that was called Kraft was a domestic U.S. company, largely. And Heinz has a very active, thriving international business. So again, you're recreating a giant food company that's going to have, you know, a well-known domestic position here in the U.S., and because of Heinz, is going to have, you know, a growing part of it overseas. And so I would expect to see some of the innovations, if you think about innovation in the food industry, an awful lot of it actually is coming from overseas and bringing some of those ideas here. So, but by and large, I mean, you know, at least the initial focus is going to be on the cost cutting, but cost cutting only gets you so far. You also have to grow with innovation. And so we'll see.
Now, you mentioned Warren Buffett involved with this. If there's one investor in this country who's close to a household name, it's him. Is this the kind of thing we expect Warren Buffett to be in the middle of?
This is exactly the kind of thing we expect Warren Buffett to be in the middle of. He loves brand name companies. So the huge position that he has in Coca-Cola, the big position that he had in Gillette. He used to have a big position in Kraft, and then he disagreed with some activities by the previous CEO, and so he got out of it. So he loves brand names. And the thing about it is, by pairing up with 3G, which is what he did the Heinz deal, and then also the Burger King with taking over Horton up in Canada, you know, Warren Buffett is able to be the cuddly investor, the wise man, and then 3G, they do the hard work, they do the tough work, and it's working for both of them. It's a good partnership.
Now, when we see a merger like this, just because both sides end up agreeing on it, doesn't mean it happens, right? The government weighs in on whether particular mergers happen?
Yes. The government always takes a look, particularly at a merger this size. Now, as far as I can see, I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of concern about antitrust. There's a lot of big players in this business. There's a lot of competition in the business. Maybe there might be an area too, but I would be really surprised. I think the antitrust concerns are minimal, and again, more I would be worried about from the point of view this is going to be employees being squeezed, maybe suppliers being squeezed, vendors being squeezed. But I think from the consumer point of view, it's not really much of an anti-competitive move.
You mentioned earlier, you think we could see more of this kind of thing happening in the food industry. Bigger picture, do you think this is a merger signaling something in terms of business trends in general and other industries too?
Absolutely, because if you think about a merger, there are two ingredients. I mean, at one form, even though, again, I say that, you know, this merger is a lot about cost cutting, you know, there's an optimism with mergers. You have to believe that at the end of the day, you have a stronger company, and you're going to sell more product. And so there's a certain optimistic level that goes with mergers and acquisitions. And the economy has been getting stronger. The unemployment rate's coming down. And I think this reflects an unleashing of the animal spirits of capitalism again. At the same time, you know, a lot of it matters what's the price. And the cost of capital is really low. I mean, the fact of the matter is there was not a bank that big bank that participated in negotiating this merger. It was two boutique investment banks, and it's Warren Buffett and it's 3G and it's the two companies, and they made this deal. So I think it's a combination of relatively cheap financing and an improving economy and increasing optimism. Now's the time to do a deal, because eventually the cost of capital is going to get more expensive. Eventually interest rates are going to go up. So why not strike now?
So this is a time to merge more or less on the cheap.
Yes.
All right, Chris, thank you as always for explaining these things to us.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
That was Central Time economics correspondent Chris Farrell. He is senior economics contributor at Marketplace, and he's the author of the book Unretirement, with us to talk about the merger between Kraft and Heinz.